At the small craft brewery, Wages Brewing Company in West Plains, beer flows from six taps, bringing customers treats like a milky winter stout and the signature landlocked IPA. In normal times, customers would raise a glass inside the small tap room or sit outside under a pavilion. But normal doesn't exist anymore for Phil Wages, who co-founded, then opened the brewery with his wife in 2016. The city of West Plains locked down bars and restaurants in March, forcing the small brewery to only offer curbside services. Although Wages opened the tap room back up in July, he says customers are pretty much staying outside.
Sales have been about half of normal, so it's definitely hurting things.
Wages Brewing offers live music on Saturdays, but won't be able to bring the party inside when the weather turns cold. Wages says he'll try to install outdoor heaters or a small temporary structure to protect people from the cold. And he says the state temporarily loosened some rules, allowing businesses like his to make deliveries for now. He actually delivered a keg to a man who was in quarantine.
I said, I will deliver it to you, but you have to stay in your house. I will put it on your porch. I will get back in my vehicle and text you when it's there.
Tony Aide owns Downtown Antiques in West Plains and has been a leader in revitalizing the historic downtown area. He says many of the town's businesses avoided the worst because they received help from the Ozark Small Business Incubator, which is helping administer federal CARES Act funding. Aide says his business was hit hard during the lockdown period, but he reopened for 3 days a week starting in June, with a strict mask policy. He says he balanced his budget to make up for lost revenue, and it hasn't been all doom and gloom around here, he said.
I haven't seen a whole lot close. In fact, in the last month, I've seen two new businesses open on the square, an antique shop and a restaurant.
Because many of Downtown Antiques' patrons are retired and older, Aide says his antique shop has required both employees and customers to wear masks at all times. He wants customers to feel they can get out of the house while being safe. Aide says he's worried about contracting the virus himself because he's over 70 with pre-existing conditions.
I try to not do anything that puts me at risk. I feel I have a responsibility for my employees not to get sick, but for my family and myself, I don't want to get sick either.
But masking was a choice Aide made, because masks are not required by the local government here. In August, a citywide masking ordinance failed to pass after a passionate debate over freedom and public health regulations. 1/5 of Howell County's population is 65 or older, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That's compared to just 16.8% of Greene County. Small towns and cities alike are constantly trying to recruit people to work and retire in their communities. Susan Demuria, a West Plains resident who would like to see a masking mandate pass here, says the restrictions send a calloused message to anyone thinking about moving to West Plains.
We're not in a bubble here. If people are looking to retire to this community, they're going to see what happened. They're going to see that there was never a mask mandate. They're going to see that there was never one anywhere. And they're not going to feel safe coming here.
Phil Wages, the brewer, says he's frustrated by the lack of a West Plains or statewide masking mandate. He worries it has the potential to drive outsiders away from his brewery.
Well, I think if folks, like especially travelers, if they research where they're going, and if they want to go to a place they can feel like masks and safety is being taken seriously, they're not going to come to West Plains.
But many business owners are against mandates and have said so at town forums and on social media. The CDC has said masks and limiting group sizes effectively slow the spread of the virus. Two of the major employers here are Ozarks Medical Center and Missouri State University West Plains. With a population of around 12,000, West Plains is the largest town in about a 100-mile radius. It's a regional hub for healthcare, education, and retail, meaning when even smaller communities are struggling, that's felt here in town. In Howell County, only 1 in 6 residents has a bachelor's degree or higher, and the median household income is about $36,000. Statewide, there's some encouraging news. Missouri's unemployment rate dropped in September to 4.9%, meaning fewer people are filing for unemployment claims after joblessness skyrocketed early in the pandemic. But unemployment is still higher than it was a year ago, and there are data showing that many people are dropping out of the workforce completely, particularly women. And nonprofits, which are especially needed right now, have seen many of their main fundraisers canceled. Daryl Hampston oversees the Small Business Development Center at MSU West Plains. He says many small businesses stayed afloat through federal stimulus funding, but much of that dried up at the end of the summer. Hampston says businesses now face a daunting challenge going into the winter as the deadline to spend CARES Act funding looms.
In the meantime, there's a lot of small businesses that are struggling, and I believe this upcoming Christmas season, you know, the holiday shopping season, will make or break a lot of them.
Hampston encourages people to shop at small businesses first for the holidays and to respect a store's masking policy so they can stay open. He also encourages business owners to call the Small Business Development Center to apply for CARES Act assistance. Howell County, like many in the Midwest right now, is entering the thick of the pandemic. The virus has breached even the sturdiest of fortresses in every nursing home in the county, and the positivity rate of COVID-19 tests here is way above the so-called red zone threshold. And despite its recent fiery debates, it's got a deep tradition of helping one another, like farmers sharing food during the Great Depression or military spouses taking care of one another during the world wars. This county will need to lean on that spirit of altruism, that rallying behind a common cause, as it hopes for brighter days ahead. For KSMU News, I'm Josh Conaway.